About an hour after first word that pop music star Michael Jackson suffered a heart attack in Los Angeles, it's now reported and reliably reported that he has died.
Michael was and will remain one of the greatest entertainers that ever lived.
Done right now. I love Michael Jackson.
You know, it's a classic.
He was such a big impact on my life. His dances, his lyrics were so incredible. He was such a serious act. I truly love Michael Jackson.
My brother, the legendary king of pop, Michael Jackson, passed away on Thursday, June 25th, 2009 at 2:26 p.m.
It happened so sudden, and it's like a punch in our stomach.
The pop star, the legendary pop star, known by millions of fans around the world, has died.
Ladies and gentlemen, would you agree? The Jackson 5.
While filming a Pepsi commercial with his brothers, a freak accident set his hair on fire.
There have been many disgusting statements made recently concerning allegations of improper conduct on my part. These statements about me are totally false.
We, the jury, in the above entitled case, find the defendant not guilty.
Everyone is presumed to be innocent and totally innocent until they are charged with a crime and then convicted by a jury of their peers.
750 million album sales, 13 Grammys, London welcomes the King of Pop, Mr. Michael Jackson.
These will be my final show performances. This is it. I mean, this is really it. This is the final curtain call.
The 25th of June, 2009, coming up on KCBS.
I'm Chris Filippi in San Francisco, where fans react to the death of the King of Pop.
I was born and raised with Michael Jackson.
Good afternoon, I'm Jeff Bell.
I'm Patty Rising.
CBS News covers the world next.
What's happening and why? KCBS AM and HD. KFRC FM and HD1. San Francisco, Oakland, San Jose.
Michael Jackson felled by cardiac arrest.
Just a short while ago, at 3:15 Pacific time, Michael Jackson, the King of Pop, was pronounced dead.
And 1970s icon Farrah Fawcett died today.
I idolized her, and I wore my hair like her, and I had my teeth done like her.
This is the CBS World News Roundup, late edition. I'm Bill Whitney. A sudden, shocking end to the spectacular but troubled life of Michael Jackson. CBS News correspondent Bill Whitaker has details.
The L.A. paramedics got a 911 call at about 12:21 this afternoon from Michael Jackson's posh house in Bel Air. They rushed to the house and found him in cardiac arrest, not breathing. They took him by ambulance to the nearby UCLA Medical Center, where shortly after his arrival, it was announced that he was in a coma. His family members rushed to be by his side.
Jackson, 50 years old, was soon pronounced dead. In the 60s, he and his four older brothers were the Jackson 5, churning out hit after hit. But Michael Jackson had his greatest success when he went solo. Thriller is the best-selling album of all time. 13 Michael Jackson songs were number one on the pop charts. But as time passed, he had fewer hits and more problems. Jackson spent money faster than he made it. There were failed marriages and a child molestation trial. At the time of his death, Michael Jackson was preparing for a series of comeback concerts in London. First word on the death of Farrah Fawcett came from her longtime companion Ryan O'Neill as he left a Santa Monica hospital this morning.
How's she doing?
Farrah's gone. Oh my God.
She's gone, Ryan?
She's gone.
How are you doing?
Are
you okay?
I'm not okay.
She succumbed to cancer. More from CBS News correspondent Steve Futterman.
It was a long battle, one that Farrah Fawcett talked about only last month in a documentary.
So I say to God, because it is, after all, in his hands,
It is seriously time for a miracle.
But there was no miracle for Farrah Fawcett. Her death today at the age of 62, Robert Greenwald directed her in the 1980s.
She made every effort to keep fighting. She maintained her sense of humor. She maintained her intelligence.
Farrah Fawcett played numerous roles, but will be best remembered...
Good morning, Angels.
Good morning, Charlie.
...as the most famous Charlie's Angel. Steve Futterman, CBS News, Los Angeles.